The Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of our spring equinox edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll have the link you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And top post will always tell you what's going on in the show. And then read about the honeybees. No poisoning dandelions. It's their first source of nectar. This time of, or pollen this time of the year. So please leave your dandelions where they are until the bees have other flowers to go to.
Do you know what I did? I asked my fairies of my property to help me with the dandelions.
Oh, what'd you ask them to do?
To put them in the grass and not in my beds, my flower beds.
And did they cooperate?
They actually, I have less dandelions in my, because dandelions are one of their favorite. But then another weed decided to come up, and I asked the fairies to at least keep it to where I can maintain it. And so working with the fairies of the land, you can kind of help, it will help you.
Well,
but I also have fairy houses I also have fairy altars in my yard. I do.
You have all kinds of
stuff. I do interact with my fairies of my land.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one thing I can grow really good.
is dandelion.
In the forest. Monster dandelion. Uh-huh. It's not enough sun to grow flowers and stuff in the ground, all of that, but monster dandelions. And I love them. And I ask them, because you know what I do with them? I don't think you guys know. I pull them up and I take them to Cindy's Chickens. And I'm Aunt Martha to Cindy's Chickens, because if she travels or anything, it doesn't happen very much. But I have babysat mm-hmm. her chickens. And so her chickens love Aunt Martha because I bring them dandelions. They really like dandelions. So dandelions are great for chickens. So if you don't want your dandelions, when the bees are done with them, pull them up by the roots and take them to the chickens.
Yep. And I wanted to share an image that I got while I was dancing.
Oh.
I held hands with the angels, and we all went across the ley lines and sent love all through the ley lines of the earth.
Cool.
As I was dancing.
Cool. That sounds like fun.
And then the dragons had fun getting on board, because the dragons are part of the ley lines too, so they helped with the empowerment of adding fire to that love.
We have a strong connection to the dragons here because of Whispering Dragon Center mm-hmm. and Jude, of course, being very into dragons. And
I too.
So we got lots of dragons around here.
Yes, we do. But that was a neat image of the angels with the ley lines.
All right, so we'll get back to Sue, but I wanted to address this caller. Somebody else called in. They must either they came up with this on their own or they've listened to Aunt Martha. But it says, the caller comment, they save lots of money using animal bedding for litter pans.
Yeah, she said you've mentioned it before. And
yeah,
that
I was
going
to say she must have been listening to me. Yeah. Okay, so what I use for cat litter, now Jude does because I take it to her now, this started, I've been using it for, I can't even tell you how long, but the animal bedding she's talking about are the wood pellets. Mm. And, let's see, for decades, you know, it used to be that if you had horses, you would get shavings to bed the stall with for the horses to mm-hmm. lay in and pee and poop in. But then at some point, they started doing this kind of animal bedding and wood pellets in bags. So like this, just like the pellet bags you'd buy for a pellet stove.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use.
Only
they're
wood pellets for animal bedding. And what you do if you have horses, you spread these pellets in the stall and then you lightly sprinkle them and they break up and puff up as they absorb the moisture. And so it becomes a bedding mm-hmm. for the horses or whoever you're using it for. Well, the first product I used was the first bedding of these kind of wood type pellets that came out. And I swear it will probably always be my favorite litter that ever was created, was called Mountain Cat. They found me immediately. We introduced them on Animal World, advertised for them as long as they were in business. And it were these wood pellets made from cedar. But cedar can be toxic for cats, so they had a special way of treating it to take the oil out so it wasn't toxic to cats. And the aroma was heavenly. And you use these wood pellets in the cat box, and they kind of swell up when they, you know, they get moisture. So it's easy to scoop out the pee mountains and the poop, and you just scoop and stir daily, and you don't have to change the litter because the pellets will absorb the urine smell out of the plastic. So you don't ever have to, if you use the wood pellets, especially the mountain cat, you don't have to change your cat box. You just scoop and stir and add to it when you need to. Well, mountain cat, when they decided to retire, they couldn't get anybody to buy the company, so it just died and went away. Hmm. Well, then we got feline pine, and they make the wood pellets from, and this is a feline litter made, and from pine. And you get that at the pet store. But you pay through the nose for it. It's really expensive. And so there are some wood pellet litters you can get at the store. Don't buy those. Go to the co-ops or feed stores for the animal bedding. And that's what it's called, you know, animal bedding. Like the and you can get their 40-pound bags of this for like $5.
Hmm.
You got to carry the big bags around. So I get it at the Monroe Co-op, and I get like 7 or 10 bags at a time, and I just stack it up in my garage, and that lasts for a year, and, you know, and I carry it in and out of the house. Well, now I get it for Jude, too, because it's so much less expensive. Did you mean? So maybe a 5-pound bag might be $20 at the cat, as a cat litter.
Wow.
But you buy the animal bedding, you get 40 pounds for like $5.
Mm-hmm.
It's real cheap. And I found even though it doesn't have the wonderful aroma of the cedar, it still works the same way and will keep the urine odor out of the plastic in your box. So if you scoop and stir daily, you do not have to dump the litter.
Mm-hmm.
And change it. You can just stir and add to it. So it makes taking care of boxes really easy. Now, if you're going to switch your cats over, you got to be a little careful. It's like changing dogs' food. You do it gradually. Okay. So the way you switch cats over to a different litter, because they can be picky.
Yes, they can.
And if you got a really picky one, sometimes you have to cater to that pickiness. Because remember, cats rule, dogs drool. Dogs have masters, cats have staff. So you either got to negotiate a great deal or, you know, you got to cater to your cat. Now, the way you switch over, though, what you do is you fill the box like 3/4 full of how much you would put in of the new litter. And then you put a layer of the old litter on top, covering the whole top of the new litter. And then you just leave it like that and let the cat mix it in as it uses the box. But they'll go to the box because their old litter's on the top. They'll get used to the new litter as they move around and scratch around. And then once they use that box of the mix that they'll mix in themselves, then you can go to the new litter. But that's the best way to transition them. Okay, so there's your litter box education.
So it's like a pellet. It's not a shaving.
Yeah, it's a pellet.
It's a pellet.
And that's why they called it Mountain Cat to begin with, because it's nice pellets in the box. But the cat gets in the box and pees. As the pellet absorbs it, you know, it kind of starts to swell and break up. So you'd get a mountain. So you'd know where the cat pee is because it's obvious wet and it's puffed up. So it's easy to scoop out. But that's why they called it Mountain Cat, because the pee makes mountains in the pellets.
Gotcha.
But don't look for Mountain Cat because it died and went away. But it was the best litter ever made, in my opinion. Anyway, but now I get, there's several versions now. Anyway, the stuff I get at, I can't remember the name of it, but I get it at the Monroe Co-op. There's a couple of different versions. But it really doesn't matter as long as you get the wood pellet pet bedding stuff. Okay. All righty. I think... have we still got Sue on the line? Let's go back to in Bothell. Sue, welcome back.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
All righty. So now you had a question.
Thank you for your waiting.
Yeah. And let's see. We're going to pick up because you have Jody Joy, your 9.5-year-old female tabby. You got a new one, Zoe, 8.5-year-old. Female tabby rescue, and Zoe's having a little, you know, adjustment period, and is growly with Jody Joy, etc. But we talked about that, and then you mentioned Sue about limping. Is it Zoe that's limping a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know which leg, front, rear?
My stepson thinks it's her front, but I'm not sure. It's not consistent, and it's very quick.
Oh, okay. So some kind of a little limp in the front. So, Natasha, what are you picking up on?
I think she just, she tweaked a toe is what I'm getting. She tweaked a toe or a joint in her foot, and it just, sometimes when she just steps off, and it gets
it's
her
little,
that way.
A little ouchy. Yeah. But yeah, it's nothing, no,
it's
not nothing, serious, nothing
I,
she
I don't
needs
get
to do
that
anything
she's,
about.
No, I'm not getting a major health issue in that sense.
So she
her.
Stubbed her toe, Sue.
Okay.
Or you know, so she caught her nail in something and just yanked a weird way type of thing.
Okay, so I don't need to worry about glucosamine supplements and stuff, or should I go ahead and
give her time? I feel like give her some time. I wouldn't start like the nutrition and that's give her time until about a month into it and let her body adjust because her organs are adjusting. Her mind is adjusting. Her energy is adjusting. So give her time to adjust and then start looking at maybe adding those supplements in. I'm getting that she needs time. She needs time.
Okay. And
I think that's what a lot of people forget. When we first get an animal, it takes time for this animal and to become a union ship. And it's up to 3 months, 4 months, and sometimes dogs, it's up to 5 months before an animal really starts saying, okay, this is my home, especially when they've been jarred around a lot.
Yeah, and if need be, you know, we can, you know, start a little correction or negative association with
the litter box,
the attitude towards the other cat, and and just so you know, there's a real great a lot of people don't know about them yet, but they are starting to advertise them. It's a hiss in a can correction. They're called the Pet Corrector. You can get them on Amazon. As long as you it's a cylindrical can. You punch the top and it does a loud hiss.
Mm-hmm. Be careful though, because if the other one's in the litter box.
Right, we don't want to make the negative association
with the litter box.
But can be used as I used to use, you know, like a squirt bottle.
Yeah,
if you
I
don't want
too.
Them here or there, but the hiss can work too. Mm-hmm. So there are some good correctors coming out. But yes, Natasha is right. You wouldn't want to be doing something like that that might put off the cat that's actually using the litter box.
So what I'm hearing is that like if you use a spray bottle and the new kitty is starting to walk towards the one other one using the squirt like at her tail behind her, so that there's no association with the it's breaking the concentration and the pattern of her thinking that she has to be dominant. So do it like at her tail or right behind her on the floor, so it startles her and it breaks that concentration.
The breakthrough. So you might have to do something like that.
That would be something you can do before the month. But
that's what I was thinking. The Pet Corrector and the hiss can work wonderful for an individual cat and correcting. But when there's two of them like that, you have to consider the reaction from both. And in this case, you'd be better off using a stream squirt because you can direct that right at the area around Zoe and not affect Jody Joy in the box.
And that's why I'm hearing more behind. So that it's not associated with what's in front of her. So that your other putty cat doesn't get startled into what it's about me too, you know, type of thing.
And then that's what training tools are used for. It's a breakthrough. You break through, you interrupt their thought process and break
that's
them out
getting.
Of the pattern. Yep. So you may have to do some of that, Sue.
Because I actually saw a spray bottle earlier. So thank you for the conversation coming back around again to that.
Because that would be the best way to correct her. So if she's getting more bold about that, Sue, get the spray mister on stream and you tell her to, you know, be gentle with your sister or leave her alone, squirt.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Okay. It's interesting. Sometimes
and
when
I talk to her, you know, all girls want their privacy when they go to the bathroom. I like to my privacy when I'm in the bathroom. Jody Joy needs her privacy too. And Zoe, you get your privacy. So stay away from her when she's in the box. Be sure to remember if you heard the I haven't done the communication section yet with Walter. That's next.
It's huge.
Okay. And make sure that you're not telling her, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Be
don't
nice.
Go after her. Because remember, cats are very telepathic. They get the pictures and the right brain doesn't accept negatives. So if you say, don't go after Jody Joy, and the picture she gets is go after Jody Joy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Be
so
nice.
Remember
be nice.
That. Yeah. Be nice.
Nice.
Be gentle. Ignore. Walk away. Mm-hmm. Tell her what you want her to do, not what you don't want her to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
Grace and ease with this new knowing coming towards you with your two putty tats.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
so anything
so
else you
everything.
Need, Sue?
No, that's good. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
I've enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed you,
Blessing.
Too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now, it brings me on an update, and because you don't even know about this, Natasha, but we're going to do a change of schedule next month because I'm trying to, you know, get these Walter shows in so I can continue this teaching thing. and we didn't have any five Sunday months for a while. So, you know, Linda and Nels took their Sunday off mm-hmm. last month so we could do Walter. It's looking like we're going to have to do our next Walter show on the third Sunday of next month. So I think you and I are going to take a Sunday off so that Walter and I can do the next behavior show.
Okay.
I think that'll be the 17th of April, something like that. And folks, that's where we're going to, and I think it worked so well this last time. I sure got a lot of, really loved the show. We'll do an hour of Walter's questions from his followers and stuff. So we'll do some behavior training, healing questions in the first hour, and then we'll pick up on your general education, and it's going to be all the communication stuff. And so we're getting to all the good stuff. And then after that, so the next Walter and Martha show and behavior teaching will be the third Sunday of April. And so then consequently next week, we'll rerun the show we did with Walter this month. So you can, if you didn't hear that, you can catch up. Or if you want to review and be prepared for next month, mm-hmm. you can. But anyway, you're going to get the month off next month.
I'll miss being here.
Well, I'll miss it too. But I should say we didn't have enough Sundays
know,
to do
I
it.
I hear you.
So
I
want to go on with this series because so at least we can get to the good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. I feel very blessed being able to do this.
All right, so it looks like, the Godfather's going to be chiming in any second now if we don't get with the program. So let's take care of advertisers. And we got to get to the emails from last week. And I've got a case I want to ask Natasha about. We got mm-hmm. current events. But if anybody wants to call in, now's your last chance. 425-373-5527. All righty. We are taking care of advertisers, and it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And happy spring equinox, everybody. And golly whiz, we'll be here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we heard, again, new pro supplements. Just remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Available at different places around. You can check Amazon. A lot of places can order for you, so you just ask for it. All righty, and then, of course, we heard about Natasha. Mm-hmm. And Nastasha, as I often refer to her when I'm that's how your name comes to me in my mind. It's Nastasha. And I don't know why, but I just love that. I love the sound of it. So I work at not calling you Nastasha. So whatever slips out, call you Nastasha.
I understand. Totally.
But I just like it. And I don't know why it comes in. But anyway.
I've lived a many lifetimes, so that could have been my name in a past life.
Maybe you
sometime.
Had a mustache, and it was... anyway, Nastasha. Anyhow, I don't know how I got on, anyway... you can contact Natasha off the air if you like.
Yes.
At angelicclarifications.com is her website. We'll also give you her phone number and you call her. And she's got some sequential classes that she schedules personally and privately mm-hmm. for you. But
and
she also does
sessions.
Private readings. Mm-hmm. And she's reasonably priced because what you're
$100
for an hour reading. Which is very reasonable
mm-hmm.
With the going rates of psychics these days and so forth. So that's a reasonable price.
And it's not a reading that I do just one thing. It's like there's multitudes of things that come in through a reading, you know, past lives, you know, what we're working through in the day to day. I had another client here who, you know, she's a listener, and it was interesting how she called up about a situation with her animal, and yet other things came out through the reading for her, and it's a whole big picture when we're doing work with animals or doing
work
with our
inner
self.
Well, I imagine every reading you do has got to be very different because it would all be structured according to whoever you're serving at the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Whoever you're reading for. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, if you would like a reading with Natasha, all you got to do is call her, and that's 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
I'm always grateful to be able to be of help to get somebody from one point to the other point of a life.
So call and make an appointment with Natasha. And then, of course, you do something for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal for World family of advertisers, because I'd love to be talking about you. All you got to do is give me a call if you're interested. 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's see if we can't get everything else done today that we need to. I want to ask you, Natasha. I saw the situation that I did yesterday. A couple of women, four dogs involved, two 4 and 3 year old older dogs, and then adopted two female litter mates that are in the 10-month-old stage now.
Mm. Busy house.
Yeah. There's so much that need to be addressed. I'm going to have to see them a second time to cover all the bases. The biggest issue, fighting between the two female litter mates, and it's gone way beyond where it should have gone. And one of these two pups, well, you know, the 10-month-olds, has got some serious issues, very deep-seated fear, serious mm-hmm. aggression, and all of that. What I don't, specifically, if you can just kind of, and do you feel you have a sense for this session and this thing? Because what I kind of want to know,
Tell me the name of the kind of breed. Just to make sure that I'm tuned in all the
Husky
way.
Husky mixes and...
yeah, that's what I was getting. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I just want, because I'm very specifically, what shook out is that I needed to get the older dogs shaped up first. Now, the girls, it has gone so beyond the point of retrieval with their relationship that I've had them separated and cycling for a while now before mm-hmm. I could see them because they weren't spayed. Now they just, and that amplified everything. They got spayed a week ago. So they're still on pain meds and, mm-hmm.
and
all and of
coming,
this.
Their hormones
right.
are
and
balancing.
So they're separated. Now, I know at this point, let's see, I've got to go back and finish their education and get the whole program set up. But we're going to have to keep them separated because if until they're okay when they're being cycled, they're not going to be okay if they're out mm-hmm. together. So I got to get through that first. And I'm if you might see a sense of, first of all, in this situation, do you see us being able to resolve and extinguish the fighting problem between these dogs? We got lots of tools in the toolbox now, more than I've ever had before. These are great women. They're mm-hmm. absolutely moldable, willing to learn, and they'll do whatever mm-hmm. it takes. So knowing that, do you see at the, I know you can only read it where it is right now, but
this,
do you see it, an
one
eventual
pup,
outcome?
This one pup came out this way.
Yeah, well, I know that. That's
came
why
out this way. And so the mother even had a hard time saying no.
Right. Okay.
Correcting. And the mother wasn't as well correcting early enough.
Okay.
You know how a mom will correct.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is not acceptable.
Mom didn't
this
do that.
Mother, this mother wasn't a natural mother in a way that knew how to do that. And yeah, it's this dog has a wiring this way, and it's picked on. There's something with the smell, and there's something about this one.
Yeah, and my sense was unless I just if it were up to me, my evaluation yesterday was. This dog should
yeah.
not be here.
No.
Out of here, rehomed in an only dog family or with an older male dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, unless, so to pull this off, now they're adamant they do not want to get rid of this dog, period. End of discussion. So I've said, you know, worst case scenario, you're going to be cycling them forever.
Yeah.
Best case scenario is we'll work through this, but I already know if we can't fix or change or rehab, whatever the dog in question, mm-hmm. the ones that's caused all the trouble, this is not resolvable. So that's where we're going to be focused on. And then we're going to keep cycling for a while. I was going to ask you how long do we need to separate, but I don't think there's an answer to that now.
No.
Because we just don't know.
No, no.
And you're not seeing a definitive solution. You're not seeing, yay, you'll be resolve this eventually.
No, there's going to be something that's going to happen with age, that there's going to be a calmness come over. Okay. But
they're willing to get, you know, we're going to do, you know, flower essences. We'll get nails mm-hmm. involved. We'll get Linda doing that.
Yes.
I mean, we're gonna do everything.
Everything.
We're gonna and this dog probably has the Pleckner imbalance, but mm-hmm. we can't.
Yeah, there is something. There's something
right?
off
yeah.
in the brain. There's something off in the wiring of this other dog
yeah,
with this
okay.
dog. And
do
the,
you okay when you
the,
see
some, the sibling,
you see
the sibling?
Off.
Yeah. The, oh, there
okay.
is.
But do you see that as something correctable, like with hormonal therapy, that sort of thing? Or is it that the wires aren't connected and nothing we do, or that nails work might straighten it?
They,
is there anything that can fix what you're seeing? Or
well,
is
if the
that
dog
just
is
the
at 80,
yeah.
nails can bring it down to 50.
Oh, okay. So he'll help, but can't necessarily eradicate.
Yeah, and that, and those numbers can change, you know, if you're going up to 10. You know, it depends. But this dog, now age will help. The but there's something about, because even this other pup has a little bit of this scenario. There's something off about the mom's wiring too, so it kind of came down through the gene pool. This other pup is better, you know what I mean? It maybe like at a 1 or a 2. That's why.
Yeah, and these gals know that had they called me ahead of time and I was coaching them to get another dog, they intended to get one dog. They, you know, they went to these dogs. They should have rejected these puppies immediately. Because of the parents' behavior,
yeah,
that's
what I mean. It's coming down
well,
the
and
hill.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of abuse by children mm-hmm. In the family, and the puppies were so stressed and so bad at 8 weeks that they felt, you know, got to their heartstrings, and so they took two of them, and of course, the one in question was the really, really
yeah.
fearful worst one, and they should never have taken it,
mm-hmm.
but they did, and now we got to anyway. You know, we're solving and making miracles in cases that I've never thought were solvable. So, you know, we're going to give it our best shot.
It's going to be where you probably at some point be able to have all the dogs in the room, but never never.
I think this gal may always have to be leashed.
Yeah,
you know, or directly supervised. Her.
Exactly.
Exactly. But maybe we can serve. But yeah, well, that's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at attachment. You know, if the dog has an attachment from the house, no, it's all in the wiring. And there's something else going on with the nervous system going down the body. Okay. Like is the dog really hypersensitive to touch?
I don't know.
Like if you were to touch the flanks, that it would snap.
I would imagine yes, but I don't know.
Yeah, because
sure.
I feel it going, it's almost like zinging all the way. So Nils would be able to take that irritation away that's zinging down his body or her body. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's good to know. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's what I know. I needed to know that. And, you know, it's confirmation for me.
Yeah.
Because like I said, if we had to make a decision yesterday, the dog's out of that family. You know, mm-hmm. the dog's out because it's just messing up the detail for everybody else.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have gotten two dogs in the first place, especially these genetics and and all of that. But, you know, we deal with what we deal with. And if anybody can pull it off, I think these gals can.
I'm almost wondering if there's a little bit of wolf in the line.
Possible.
I mean, not right, but maybe like two or three.
I mean, that's possible, but I'm not seeing any wolf behavior in this pup. It's all screwed up domestic behavior I'm seeing. But that's, you know, I don't know everything.
Because even if there's a little bit of that tends to maybe add that more, I want to call it growl in an animal that you have to be kind of careful about how they're more primal, that's a better word for it,
right,
in their interactions.
But see, I there's nothing that concerns me about having wolf energy in there. I mean, I lived with a pack of wolves mm-hmm. for 20 years and hybrids.
Oh, no, wolves are great,
really,
but
like
there's
the
a different
energy, and it's far more predictable than domestic mm-hmm. energy. It does add another component and so forth, but that didn't pop in, but, you know, who knows? I'll be spending another day with them next month, so we'll see. Anyway, let's get on oh, shoot. We better take care of advertisers before we get yelled at. It is the last hour of the show. So let's do that. And then let's see if you can help me sort out these emails from last week, because I'm confused on a lot of it. I have some of it I understand, but some of it I don't. So we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonix for dogs and cats, and Accutonix from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonix Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh my goodness, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. He's got the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself-at-home program available and, of course, can do remote treatments, in-person treatments. He's free on the radio with us, and Linda and Dr. Nels will be back in the studio the second Sunday of April. That's your next opportunity to call in for free remote treatments. But you can contact him anytime and do a free consultation on the phone at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Check out Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Jude just posted a new video, she said, so check that out. Website, whispering-dragon.com, and Jude is in a couple days a week now and would love to hear from you. She'd love to have you come in and experience sound healing for yourself and the Accutonix and light chiropractic. And my gosh, she is the premier sound healer in the area. And you can give her a call, set something up for remote or in person, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All right. Let's see. So let's get back to these emails. And Robin E. Lane sent a couple of emails. Now, last week, to be fair to her, the show before this last one I did with this month I have this last show we started with questions, behavior training questions from Walter's fans, and then we did the next section of general education, and it was the physical health and well-being and kind of supplements, remedies and stuff, processes that I use sometimes in during sessions that add or help. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about remedies and substances and medication and that kind of stuff. All right. So these came in like just, towards the end of the hours. So anyway, we weren't taking more questions than what we already had. So here, this first one is Martha. I have a 12-year-old going on 6 months, Minpin, male neuter. Know exactly what she's talking about. Minpins are a real trip sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Recently diagnosed with diabetes. He's rescued at 8 years, kibble all those years, if I was looking for a reason on the diabetes. Anyway, I'm sticking with a raw diet, a mix of Kimothy Schultz and barf diets. Both of those diets are good, but I don't use them, and so can't comment,
mm-hmm.
but I know they're both good diets. Been feeding updated versions of this for 10 years. Blood work described by my 12-year-old alternative vet. I don't think she has a 12-year-old alternative vet. She must have been seeing this vet for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these emails are a little confusing to me. 12-year-old alternative vet claims Cushing disease may play a role. All I know is the insulin did give him back some life. Now, I don't think insulin's used with Cushing's. Insulin's used
but
with diabetes.
But she said that the dog is with diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah.
At
so
the beginning.
Then that must be it. Okay. Let's see. All I know is the insulin did give him back some life. He's super thin, hyperglycemic, that's too much sugar, ketones up and down, can't get a steady slight number to be sure on the insulin dose. My question, do you know any alternative source that gets the raw diet that may have some more info for me on what, if any, supplements and maybe TCM of what proteins I may avoid? Current vet says fat isn't good, so pork is out. I don't have a huge source or paycheck, so doing my best to buy from expensive local butcher. I do know Dr. Pete Dobias, terrific site. She sent just a picture of the site. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is, and I'm not familiar with his work. Anyway, when she's saying, do you have, you know, anybody that gets raw diets and could advise on this? Well, that's what holistic vets are all about and natural vets. And she's been working with one for 12 years, but I'm assuming that vet must not be into raw feeding, but I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm not the one to advise you on this, Robin Elaine. Mm-hmm. I'm not a veterinarian. Okay. And I'm not an expert in all these mm-hmm. areas and all of that stuff. But in my experience, most holistic or natural alternative vets are very much into raw feeding and know what they're doing and could advise you on all of this. Mm-hmm. Like my first thought would be, you know, Animal Healing Center in Redmond and Dr. Larry Siegler or Mercy Vet on Mercer Island. I mean, they all know about raw. But anyway, that's where I would go for a source. So maybe you just need to consult a different alternative. But I don't know. Anybody got any better suggestions? It's kind of confusing to me. And
yeah,
anyway,
that
I'm not
dog,
the best
the
source.
Dog has a lot going on, and diet is a part of it, but it's a lot of energy too. He needs to be reset.
Nell's treatment might be helpful for
him.
Yeah,
exactly. So there's a lot going
healing
on
with ministry
him.
For animals and Nell's work. Natasha's saying Robin Elaine might be helpful.
Yeah.
For the Minpin. All right, let's do the second one. This came in an hour later. I think this one is really, let's see. Hello, Martha. Only caught a wee part of nuisance barking. We must have been talking about that. The idea that in one of the questions that I answered, the idea you're sharing with the penny can shaking to distract segment. Your guest had a question or was making referral to treats, cheese, and wouldn't that be making a praise gesture for barking? I can only relate to your guests identifying with treats, as I just, big capitals, hate using treats. However, researching the reasons to consider treat works. And this is based in science for the dog. This is fundamental. Eating, security, fear, etc. I have 5 rescue herd breeds and 1 giant lab monster with dog aggression introduction issues, and the treat magic plus the rest, exercise, stimulation, boundaries, fun, love, games, did I say fun? So to all my previous knocking of treats, I definitely stand down. Thanks, Robin. I'm totally confused. Does anybody else understand that?
I guess she's on
board with
the treats
now. I think she said she hates using treats and she doesn't like doing that. But maybe she listened to me and, you know, there's nothing wrong with treats, but you need to know how. I mean, and positive's always better than negative, but, you know, there's got to be a balance and all of that. But it sounds like even though she hates it, she's researching it, so now she's doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see any other question in there, really. Oh, except that, well, the problem is, Robin, you said it right off the bat. I only caught a wee part of the nuisance barking thing. So go back, listen to the whole thing, or stay with us on these behavior shows. We'll get to it. But it's all in the timing. Yes, you could, if you were giving treat rewards at the wrong time, you could reinforce and reward the barking. But the way we do it, the way it does not reinforce barking, it changes the way they feel about the association. But yeah, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to know the sequencing. Mm-hmm. And see, part one is you extinguish the barking. Part two is you change the way they feel about it, and that's where the food comes in. Mm-hmm. But I did tell another story that might have confused her, but you had to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
and two, you know, respect who wrote that I have an understanding that there's many different ways that brains work, and some people are very methodical and you know, they're the engineers of this world. You know, they're the ones that, and that sounds like somebody who is, you know, she thinks that way. And so she has to make, you know, make it real in order to have it happen. So, and I'm not even saying that correctly, and I apologize if I'm not, but it's one of those things that's like for me having dyslexia, it's like a lot of what you read in those emails, that's probably how my emails sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And I apologize for that, you know, it's like.
But, you know, and that's why I'm always telling my clients, you know, yeah, you can send me reports via email and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But once you've done that, then we need to talk. Because you just can't, you see, I might be confused, I might not understand, I might not have enough details, and you need a dialogue to kind of work this stuff out. Anyway, yeah, it does sound like she does a lot of research, you know, she's talking about, but trying to get it all in and type it in is anyway. So, you know, last week when we're not really taking questions and all of that, and these come through, there just wasn't enough time. And when I, you know, I quickly scan them, when I get one that doesn't make any sense right off the bat, then I can't take it to air because I already sound like an idiot sometimes. I don't help myself. I don't need to help myself sound more like an idiot, you know, so anyway.
You're not an idiot.
Okay. I guess in the, you know what we didn't do is current events.
Oh. Are you ready?
Okie dokie, you can still get a free introductory session from Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com, but not till the end of the month because she's in Egypt. Natasha's available, though, and she can schedule you for her ongoing classes or a private reading, 360-770-7486.
And I'm live twice a week.
That's right.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
4 p.m., right?
4 p.m. on
YouTube.
Facebook and YouTube.
Cool. We look for Natasha Venter, or what do we look for on YouTube or Facebook?
Yep, Natasha Venter, Angelic Natasha Clarifications.
Okay, that's where you'll find her, 4 p.m., Mondays and Wednesdays.
Everything's on my website.
And or you can catch up on her website. Let's see, Northwest Stream Center, South Everett. I've never seen them do this before. This would be very cool. Summer camp for kids. Two sessions. Let's see. The first session is for kids entering grades 3 through 5. This will be June 27th through July 1st, and it's Botany Boot Camp. The second one will be for kids entering grades 1 and 2. It'll be July 5th through the 8th. And this is Backyard Buddies to learn about plants and animals. So obviously a simplified version for the younger kiddiddles. And you need to call to register, but I'm assuming this is like a day camp thing. You go and drop your kids off during the day and stuff. But gosh, what a wonderful, wonderful experience for your kids and to be at the Northwest Stream Center and to learn about all that stuff. So if you want to get your kids in, give them a call, 425-319-8592. 425-319-8592. Let's see, Homeward Pet Adoption Center. They're already into their Easter bee egg hunt. You're going to do it at home in your yard this year again, but you can order your kits, and they're available now through April 11th. Annual fur ball auction for Homeward Pet will be May 21st. Registration is open online now, and they'll have an open house on August 26th. Seattle Humane's having their huge Tuxes and Tails in person this year. Again, and it's the 125th anniversary of Seattle Humane, so it's going to be a big deal. New location, Magnuson Park and Hangar 30. Dinner program and the Pet Runway Show, which I used to do for years and years and years. But if you missed me, you missed me because I don't do it anymore. Anyway, let's see. I think that Paws Walk. April 16th through May 6th, you can register at pawswalk.net. And then, you know, next week, Encore Show, repeat of the last behavior teaching show with Walter. So you want to catch, if you didn't hear it, you want to catch up or review, because next one in the session will be the third Sunday of April. It's April 17th, and Natasha's just informed us. It'll be Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be spending your Easter Sunday morning with me, I hope, learning more about dog behavior. And we're getting to the really good stuff. We're doing all the communication stuff after
really?
We do some questions. Yeah. And that's the really, really good. And then we get into the teaching, training, and all the specific stuff. So it's all good stuff from now on. So anyway, shoot, we're about out of time. But I think we covered everything we needed to. And Natasha, since there's all kinds of stuff going on right now, what do you got to say for us that might help us get through this time?
Remember to breathe.
Okay, good one.
Remember to say I love you to yourself. And to remember that no matter where you're at, you're doing the better that you can in the moment. So please put the shame, the guilt, and know that life is about learning. And the more we can say, what is this here to teach me, the better we can walk through life.
Yeah, and where you make mistakes, that's okay. You just got to learn from them.
Exactly.
Okay, and so great advice.
Thank you.
Let's all be kind and gentle with ourselves and everyone else. And, of course, the healing for the world begins within yourself.
Yep.
Heal yourself. It spreads around to everyone around you and does affect the energy in the earth and the mass consciousness and all of that. But let's focus on love and light and, where to send it.
Especially going over to the war zone. If we say stop the war, that causes a different energy than please let it heal.
Yeah.
Please let it heal.
And or peace on earth, goodwill towards me, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Focus on the positive rather than the negative.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Nathan, Godfather, Uncle, thank you. Stacy, we got music now. Thank you. Natasha's got music now.
Thank you.
We'll just wait till next time.
Yeah, we'll wait till next time and you'll hear Natasha's music. So,
yep.
Hey, everybody.
One of my favorite
songs. I leave you, as always, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.